This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Friday, April 17, 2009. By faith. The scripture is Hebrews 11, verse 1. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. In the remainder of this month's meditations, we will reflect on the examples of faith recorded in Hebrews 11. The faith described in Hebrews 11 is resurrection faith, true faith in all of God's promises. A faith that cannot take you beyond the grave is, in the end, a dead faith. Faith is something everyone has. Believing is something we all do. Inasmuch as we were all made to breathe, think, feel, taste, and so on, we were all made to believe. As long as a person is consciously alive, the faculty of faith is always turned on. We cannot get the "I think," "I suppose," "I believe" language out of our vocabulary. We might think of faith as a sixth sense. Faith is the faculty by which we take hold of realities that our other senses cannot grasp or identify. Faith is yet another path to knowledge. For human beings, the most basic knowledge of all is to know God. Faith is the avenue, the means, the hands by which we come to know God, to realize that God has made us and loves us. Next to the fact that God exists, the first thing true faith tells us about God is that it is He who made the whole universe. Faith in God is so practical. It puts ground under our feet and eternity into our future. Would you pray with me? Thank you, God, that we may believe you exist and that the whole universe was made by you. Help us never to let go of this conviction, never to let go of you. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.